Inside Rhode Island Hospital's emergency department on a Friday night, nurse Clayton Bennett stays close to the ambulance bay, ready to help triage. A few patients wait for evaluation on stretchers. Bennett is the charge nurse, basically the chief problem solver, on duty until 11 tonight. Before then, he says anything could happen, but he wouldn't be surprised to see another patient who has overdosed on heroin or prescription drugs. Rhode Island Hospital takes care of at least one overdose patient a day, more than 400 last year.
Absolutely. Pull folks out of cars. People come running up with their friends or people that they've been partying with in their arms. Oh, my girlfriend passed out. She needs help. She's not breathing.
Bennett and the other nurses have to be ready to move quickly.
It's all through the day. It's not just a certain hour. You know, it's first thing in the morning. It's at night, it's in the middle of the afternoon.
Bennett says overdose patients are rushed into a trauma room. Nurses put in an IV and give a drug called Narcan. That's the opioid overdose reversal drug. Staff here use it so often it's become a verb, as in, we Narcaned him and he came to. Emergency department nurse Christopher Polakowski says Narcaned patients can sometimes be angry because when they wake up, their high is gone.
Of course, they're combative or upset and, I don't know, demeaning and yelling and rude. I know it's distracting, and it just takes away from the people who really need help.
Rhode Island hospital officials say Polakowski's point of view does not reflect the hospital's. They say addicts are just as sick and deserving of help as any other patient. But caring for overdose patients can be rough, like with this patient Polakowski helped recently.
I turned my back for a second, and then he was hitting me in the back. But that wasn't so bad. But I've had other nurses who went to the ground with the patients, hurt their knees. One other nurse got punched in the chest. I have another nurse who got hit in the face, so it happens.
That's a 3-minute warning to Polakowski and the rest of the triage team that an ambulance is about to arrive with a patient who needs a head scan. Meanwhile, an overdose patient has come in, and doctors have called in a relatively new resource to help, a recovery coach. The coaches are peers, not medical staff. Many are former addicts themselves, trained by the Anchor Community Recovery Center to talk with an overdose patient about treatment. Donna Price is the recovery coach on call tonight, and she has just seen her first patient of the evening. Now, she finds a quiet space just off the main triage area to talk about their conversation.
I think he was happy to know that I was a recovery coach and that I was a recovering addict and that I wasn't there to judge him in any way, shape, or form, and that I could identify where he was coming from because I remember my last time in an emergency room.
Price was a heroin addict. She's been off the drug for 20 years, but this patient reminded her how horrible it felt to wake up in a hospital bed after an overdose.
I remember seeing my father's face in the round circle of the emergency room doors and me telling the attending doctor, do not let him back here, because the shame and the guilt was just too much, you know. And as I was leaving this person, their father approached. And, of course, I could not talk to him about anything, but I could just see the look on their face when the father did approach, and it brought me way back.
Price is part of a growing army of recovery coaches working in emergency departments across the state. They serve as guides to the world of recovery, lighting a path for addicts who see only darkness ahead. Price says her work complements that of doctors and nurses.
Nothing like peer-to-peer support, nothing like being approached by another recovering drug addict or alcoholic that can help you in your time of need and knows exactly what you're going through at that moment that a hospital staff might not know about.
Price says the medical staff are great, but in one of the busiest emergency departments in the region, it's tough to do more than stabilize the patient and hope he or she accepts the offer of help. Rhode Island Hospital gives every overdose patient a Narcan kit, a list of referrals to treatment options, and for a little over a year now, the opportunity to talk to a recovery coach if they want to. If they don't, the hospital can't hold them.
We can offer them assistance, but they need to want it. That's the first thing that anyone needs to get recovered.
This is emergency physician Thomas Heronian. He's taking a break in the doctor's lounge to talk about what the hospital used to do for patients before the recovery coach program got started.
We would give them a list of organizations where they could call. And that was really it. We could talk to them ourselves. We could try. We could get their family involved. But ultimately, it's up to them. And if they walk out without any hard resources, you know, it's pretty unreliable.
Their chances of getting into recovery are pretty unreliable, that is. Now, Haronian says it's helpful to have recovery coaches on call, someone who can spend time with a patient, someone who knows the recovery terrain better than he does.
We know intellectually that there are these strategies, but we don't get a lot of training in it, and we probably, you know, could use more. We up until the last couple of years, we probably didn't have also the volume to sort of, quote-unquote, practice on and get good at it.
Volume is not the problem now. And that is the conundrum at the heart of this crisis. Doctors and nurses and emergency medical technicians can save overdose patients' lives, but they can't necessarily convince those patients to stop using drugs. Addiction is a chronic, relapsing brain disease, and the road to recovery can be bumpy. But rather than leaving the emergency room with a list of phone numbers and a Narcan kit, patients now have the option to go home with the name and number of someone who will follow up with them and help them take the next steps. Someone like recovery coach Donna Price, who's getting ready to go home now and watch some TV. She knows another call could bring her right back to the emergency room before the night is over, and she knows her next patient might not be ready to accept help. And that can be frustrating.
Because you want to do so much for people and you want to shake them and say, you can have this, you know?
You can have this happiness I have, she wants to tell them, from being in recovery for 20 years.
But it doesn't always work like that. Not everybody is ready.
Until they are, hospitals and first responders do what they can. Recovery coaches have talked to dozens of patients, and many of those patients have followed up with treatment appointments. They can't reach everyone, but they believe they're making some kind of difference. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.